Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, all my motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment. You guessed it. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming live at you each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's produced by Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC. And I wasn't paid to say that. This is Jenny. Again, this is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. Oh, I need to turn your fucking mic on. That might help. This is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, and my charming co-host, business partner, and husband. Oh, sorry, AKA the husband. Yes, JJ. What's up?
Smokey.
What's up?
I'm Smokey.
We're here for another wonderful Wednesday like we are every single week. Imagine that, every Wednesday, 3 or 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have way too fucking
Drop much. What you're doing.
Drop what you're doing, you motherfuckers.
Leave your kids in the bathtub.
Share
Leave
this,
your dogs
bitch.
In the hot car.
Why are you not watching us? What the fuck is your problem?
Leave your kids in the hot car.
Leave your kids in the hot car.
I mean, your dogs in the hot car.
What?
Leave your kids in the bathtub.
Leave the kids. What?
And listen to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
And live. It's radio so hard it punches you right in the nuts. Anyway. Anyway, we
yes,
have.
Yes, I must have gone to the nuts.
We are here today having way too much fucking fun. We have our wonderful guest. She's her name is Cynthia Hammer,
and she's smoky right too by now too.
No, that's not right. Don't talk.
No,
about
No, man, I'm talking. About
I know, them. I know. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let me introduce the guest first. Let me talk about the guest. Don't fuck up my shit. Every goddamn time, every week, fuck up my shit. No, I'm just kidding. Shut up. Anyway.
Don't you believe it?
Don't step on my toes. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was kidding. Anyway, our guest this week is author Cynthia Hammer of the books Iceberg and A Good Cause. She is also Yay. An inspirational and motivational speaker, as well as a Christian. And also, we'll see. Oh, radio DJ.
Oh,
radio
yeah.
host. All she hosts a radio show.
She does a
called Hammer Away here on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. So check her out. Check her show out every week. Every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m., right before our show. It's called Hammer Away with Cynthia Hammer. Now, what? My wonderful husband was talking about a minute ago, saying smoky, is because there are really, 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 really bad wildfires going on in
Southern California.
Southern California over here in Ventura. It was what is this? The valley.
This is the San Fernando Valley.
San Fernando Valley. Yeah. So it's hitting what? Ventura County and here, yeah,
about
both? 40,000 acres or more.
Yeah, it's about 40,000. It's huge.
It's huge. A huge wildfire out of control, and this is not good. And we can we're sitting here in Sherman Oaks, California right now, looking out the window of the radio station at the hills and everything, and we can see the smoke clouds rolling the fuck in. Like, it's rolling. The smoke is really bad.
The sky is brown.
The sky
ladies
is
and gentlemen.
It's really bad. Like, I'm praying for all the friends and family, all the people here in the valley, to please be safe and get to safety. Even your home is. I'm sorry, it's your home, but take your personal shit and get out. Take the stuff that's really means
Man.
The most to you and leave. Because
Fuck
take some clothes,
house.
Whatever you can take with you, please get
I mean,
out.
If you can get a
it's
pictures or whatever, but get the family.
Get the important shit. The stuff that's really important to you that you cannot replace. You know, get all your whatever, as many clothes as you can, and get the fuck out as quick as possible.
If you have family in the city, you know, I would suggest
go in town.
Go to family.
Go in town, because right now this is really bad.
Somewhere toward the ocean, maybe, if you have somebody.
Downtown, all the missions are getting the overflow of people.
Yeah.
The Hope Gardens rescue mission over here in the valley in Sylmar burnt down, I guess.
Ooh,
or
really?
Yeah, or it got destroyed or something. And they had to evacuate it and send Ooh. All of the people to downtown. A lot of them went to the Union Rescue Mission. Some of them went to LA Mission. Some went to Midnight Mission. And anywhere else they could possibly house them. Yeah, a lot of people are
affected.
Like homeless. Like homeless when they were already homeless to begin with. Now they're put out of.
Now the shelter.
The one little bit. The little bit of thing that they had. Now they got to be replaced and put downtown. So they put them downtown. And there's a lot of people. That are becoming homeless because their homes are getting burnt, and it's not good. So we want to pray for everybody here in the valley, anywhere up here that you're okay.
You know, anywhere that this stuff is going on, please.
I don't care if it's Montana. I don't care if it's Washington, Oregon.
We don't care.
We care about everybody.
Yeah,
so
we don't care where the
anywhere
fire
there's
is.
Going anywhere yeah. there's anything going on, flooding,
hurricanes,
tornadoes, anything. We pray for all of you. So
stay safe, everyone.
Yeah, stay safe, everybody. But especially right now, we're looking out the window and we're seeing a lot of smoke rolling in.
We can't even see the hills, and it's not that far from.
Can't
us.
See anything. It's pretty bad. So anyway, like I said, our guest this week is author. Inspirational, motivational speaker, and on-air personality and producer,
All right.
Cynthia Hammer.
Yes.
From the radio show Hammer Away. So be prepared to have a great time.
So if they
She cannot be in the studio with us today because of the fires. They have a warning out saying, do not go on the highways unless you really have to. Because I guess they have a travel warning. And so... she could not do her own show today, unfortunately, because of that same thing. But it's great. She said she's going to call in if possible, and we look forward to talking to her. And if not, we always have lots of stuff to attend to. So I'm not worried about it. Okay, let's see. Oh, tonight, go to Skinny's Lounge in North Hollywood, California.
Hmm.
You can go see the family band Stereo Love.
All right.
With Judd Steele on drums. He's the father.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family band. And then there's two daughters, Jewel and Lula. Jewel is the lead singer and the guitarist.
Uh-huh.
And Lula is the bassist and backup singer.
Okay.
And now they also have a new member. I think that's why they want us to check them out tonight, especially because they have a new member, a keyboardist.
Oh.
I can't remember the girl's name, but I will check it out. But go check out Stereo Love tonight at Skinny's Lounge. You don't have to be skinny to go there. I'm just saying Skinny's Lounge.
Trust me, I'm not skinny and I'm going.
Neither am I. Look, chubby cheeks. I'm just saying. Go to Skinny's Lounge in North Hollywood.
My wife
Hollywood.
Likes to rub my big fat belly.
Among other big fat things. Sorry.
I didn't say that.
What up, Judd? How's it going, man? We're going to come watch your show tonight. We did a plug out for you. How you like that? Yes.
Hi.
We love you guys. What's that chick's name? Tell me what's the keyboardist's name since you're watching. Type it on the screen. Justine Willis. Thank you for that, Judd. Thank you.
All right.
Justine Willis is their new keyboardist.
Yeah, we will. Yes.
And people are laughing at us. They're like, okay, thank you. I like that. Okay, so cool. No, Cynthia, call the radio station, not me. I'm doing a broadcast. Okay, hold. Hold that thought.
That's
watch,
the guest?
Watch. I'm gonna take. Yes. Watch. I'm gonna take a radio call, a phone call while I'm doing this. Hey, watch. Hey, what's up? you're on Facebook Live right now. What's up? You gonna call the radio station? Ha! She just fucking called us on the cell phone. She said, oh shit, goodbye. So you're on Facebook right now. Any fucking way. We're having too much fucking fun. There's the husband. Oh, okay. Our guest is calling in now. Where's the thing? Okay. You are in the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. What's up? Is this Cynthia?
Yes. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, it's the wonderful Cynthia Hammer. What's up?
Hey, James.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Well, actually, I'm still running on like a couple hours sleep.
So you
have to forgive me. I'm calling Jenny's phone and I need to be calling the station. So
that was awesome.
We went to the show for Larry Dunn, Earth, Wind, and Fire over Sunday night.
Oh yeah, wow. Was it good? I'm sure
It was kick ass. It was kick ass. Guess what?
What?
The reporter in me spotted Verdine White in the crowd.
Oh yeah,
got him. Yeah, well, got him. Got, you know, took some pictures with him.
Yeah,
also had some great dialogue with him. You know, he looked great. Looked like a rock star. There were so many people there in the audience. Tommy Davidson opened.
Oh wow, I know who that is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Tommy Davidson from Living Color.
Yeah,
well, you know who that is.
I like him. Yes, he's funny.
Yeah. So my husband and I were practically under the table laughing our asses off because he talked about every. He used every N word. Talked about every race. There was nobody safe that
good.
Night.
That's good. That's what they're supposed to do. If you're gonna make fun of one, you gotta offend everyone.
Well, look, everyone was offended because he said something about, he started singing in Hispanic, you know, how beautiful the music is, and the people were like, yeah, and he said, oh, there's the dishwashers from the back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, he did good, it was good. I can't think of his name, I'm not sure if I, do you guys remember the Apollo, you know, the Apollo with Steve?
Yeah. Okay,
you remember the lady Kiki Shepherd. Would hold the. Yeah, she was there.
Oh wow! I remember cool. She was like a.
She looking real fine.
Wow.
Yeah, chocolate mama.
Yeah,
and
I remember her.
Obaba Batunde. He played Barry Gordy in The Temptations.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The actor. Yeah. Yeah.
And he plays.
I know who that is. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you'll see him on NCIS. He's been on The Bold and the Beautiful for the last 20 years.
Yeah, I love The Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
So, who was there? Leon Silvers from The Silvers. You remember?
Boogie Fever.
I like that song.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
Yeah, it was a star-studded house. Hey, it was a good show. It was a great show. You know, the mature crowd dressed to the nines. You know how people clean up. We clean up.
Right.
And no bad seat at the Rose. But I tell you what, they gave us their money's worth. So what do? They play two sets. And it's like the first set was already 2 hours. And
Damn.
I have to get up at like four. So I had to beg my husband, come on, let's go. He's like, one more song.
Just one more.
I gotta get some sleep.
It's Barbara. No, I was kidding. No.
Say that again?
It's, you know how like Barbara Streisand, they all go, oh my God, one more song. It's Celine Dion. Oh my God. Like, geez, I don't give a fuck. I don't care how fucking good you are.
Anyway,
I'm not going to pay $500 to see you.
No, I was kidding. Sorry. Say that again.
I said, I don't care how good they are. I'm not going to pay $500 to see them.
Who? Barbara Streisand?
Any of them. I don't care.
Too damn much. Did I tell you that? I was just telling someone. I paid $2,000 a ticket to see Barbara Streisand
open in Philly about six years ago. Wow.
Really?
I'm still paying off that on my... Yes,
you're still paying
still
that
paying
on her credit
on
card.
Jeez.
Still paying that shit on
Barbara
her credit
Streisand.
Card.
Love her.
Well, she's awesome. I'm just saying, I just don't think I'd ever pay that much to go see somebody.
No, yeah, yeah, I would have sold my firstborn, but I don't have children, but I would have.
Wow, damn. Led Zeppelin, if John Bonham magically raised from the dead, maybe I'd go, maybe I'd pay $2,000 to give up my firstborn.
You would.
Yeah, maybe.
Because look, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You know, these people, one day their voices will go silent.
Right, that's true. They will no longer be around.
You know, we got to keep the legacy alive by letting these young kids know that we saw them play, and this is what music really is.
Oh, amen.
Yeah, I
do that with my kids. I always tell them about all these different bands.
We was listening today, me, Will, and Mike. You know, we were playing some Herbie Hancock.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Mm. And so when this young lady down there's like, I don't like this. We didn't like them. We was kind of like, we don't care.
We don't really care if you like it or
we
not.
We want to hear some real instruments and you know
real music. Yeah. Real, yeah.
Right. Yeah, there'd be no Jay-Z or Puff Daddy if there wasn't Herbie Hancock.
Amen. Right, exactly. Amen. Right. Amen to that.
I mean. But for them not to understand that, you know, we know where rap originated from. Yeah. You know, rap really originated from... Go ahead.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it all of the music came from the 70s and 60s R&B records because there wasn't no instruments. Yeah. So they just used, like, their parents' the records.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it sounds so familiar.
And the beatbox. Yeah. You know, when there was definitely no trumpet to play in school.
Oh, exactly. I remember I used to beatbox in high school, a little bit after. Yeah, I used to beatbox. You know, it would be a crowd of us to get together, a couple of us beatbox, somebody was rapping, and someone take over. Yes, yeah, you know, that was the culture, yeah. It's real good.
Exactly. And does anybody know rappers you like? You think those kids know who Sugar Hill is?
Nah, not even.
Then we need to snatch their black card or their rap card.
yeah, they need to take it from them.
Nice. Right. Needs to be repealed.
Because they don't know. You know, and then they think that they are rappers that they listen to got skills and they don't have no idea.
It needs to be repealed as much as and rejected as much as Donald Trump needs to be taken out of the presidency.
hey, that's why we're here, Jen. Hey, so the rock and rollers that you two are you going to the NAMM Festival in January?
Yes, I would like to. I've got to get set in my accreditation stuff.
The NAMM, National Association of Music. I guess people from over the world.
Yeah, I tried to get in on it last year, and they said I had to send in my credentials and crap. So I was like, F you, and whatever. And then so this year I'm like, I guess I'll send in my credentials or some crap and whatever. You know, because I was just trying to get in to cover the event and stuff, but...
Well, if you send in your credentials, I mean, because you're the rock and roller queen of our station, so you're going to see your boys down there, you know, from Styx to, they say Styx and REO Speedwagon somebody from Fleetwood Mac, from all over the rock and roll world and country
Everybody's going to be there. Yeah, everybody's going to be there, and a lot of local bands are going to be there. Actually, a lot of local bands have asked me if I was going to be there because they're going to be there. They said, "Are you covering the
event?"
Yeah, they said, "Are you covering the event? You need to come down." Everybody's been asking me, "Can you? You need to come down. You need to come down there."
You need to get us in.
And I'm like, "Okay, I'll damn get us in then." All right.
Well,
I make it seem like it's a hindrance. I make it seem like it's a hindrance. Like it's such a horrible thing.
It's pretty crowded. From what I hear, it's really crowded.
It is. I heard it gets pretty crowded. My friend Allison Mason.
Well, you want to hear something
Mason.
Messed up?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. We want to hear something messed up. I'm going to give you a story. So someone turns me on to the NAMM Festival. I have a guest coming on my show, which I don't think will be on my show after this shit. But they turn me on to the festival, so you know what I'm going to say, right? Because they have a membership. I'm going to say, well, do you have an extra ticket? Mm. And they're like, well, no, I don't have an extra ticket. I said, okay, that's cool. I said, well, where do I sign up? They're like, well, it's a big deal. It happens every year, but it's very private. It's very private. I doubt if you'll be able to sign up.
So I go online. That's not true.
And well, hello.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking, what kind of shit? Like thousands of people go, and you're like, I don't think you can get there. You know, because she wanted to do it by herself. Well, with a million people.
Wow.
Oh, a lot of people go. A lot of people are there. Yeah.
Yes. And guess what? I said, well, I'll just go. And I just said, I figured, screw you. I'll just go as press. But yeah. She was like, oh, well, let me look on the, on the webpage. Oh, because I told her I'd go and check it out. She, on the webpage, she goes, oh, well, let me look on the webpage. Oh, actually, you can register. Oh, well, they must have changed it.
No, they didn't change. They didn't change shit. They didn't change anything. Same as it is every damn year.
No.
It's just, you know how people do. Yeah, my co-host last year sucked dick, so I didn't want to be bothered
so you
to
know
go
it
with
wasn't
her.
Me.
Or but you
me.
Know what?
And it wasn't. It wasn't neither. JJ said it. You know, it wasn't me then, because I said, you know what I said. And then my friend Tashina said that, you know, that's not me either. And the reason she said, you know, because she's a lesbian. That's why she made that comment. Just in case any of you out there in Radio Land don't know about my blesbian.
Silent giggles.
She is a black lesbian.
So, blesbian. There you go.
Blesbian. I call her blesbian.
That's a funny name.
I call her my blesbian.
Blesbian.
Black lesbian.
You cracked me up the other day. You had me on, you know, you cracked me up the other day, what we were talking about. It was just hilarious.
Oh, yeah, last week. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, last week. I guess we'll pass on that. But anyway, okay, so can I tell you about my book?
Go for it. Yes, that's what we want to talk about, books and all
okay,
your stuff.
So not only am I entertaining radio host, I wrote this cool novel called A Good Case. It's the behind-the-scenes look at the billion-dollar home healthcare industry in senior care. So if you read the novel The Help and saw the movie, they made a movie about maids. How do you do that with caregiving? Well, I did it with caregiving. It's very similar. You go behind the scenes. I pull the curtain back on the caregiving world in Los Angeles, which, as we know, can be a bit corrupt. Not the agencies being criminal, unless you consider a criminal when you take old people's money.
Yeah,
so,
right,
but there's
right.
it's a system built on taking their money. But there's some good agencies, not all.
Nice.
But there's maybe 20% good, 80% is just in it for the money.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's the truth. And the caregiver itself, you got 20% great caregivers, 80% are a bunch of hustlers, just a bunch of people from the street putting on uniforms and working for your mother or father.
That's scary.
It is scary. But A Good Case answers all the questions about senior care, but I tell it through a set of circumstances. I used to be a caregiver about 8 years ago, and it's appalling what you see. But I write a story where you laugh, you cry. It's very entertaining, and it answers all the questions, because I don't believe in self-help. I don't like self-help novels. I figure if you're not helped by now, screw it. You're just messed up.
You're a messed up mess. Yeah, I gotcha.
Right.
Totally gotcha.
You keep picking up one book after another. Self-help. You ain't figured life out yet.
A lot of idiots haven't, and you can exploit them for money. For that.
Come on.
Why can't I be a hustler from the street? Write a damn self-help novel. Take a bunch of chumps' money. Come on. Why not? At least I'm not hurting nobody.
Said to me the other day, they're going to write a book about bad job interviews.
There you go.
how to
not give
a
bad
interview.
Job interview. Yes, right.
Don't pick your
exactly.
Nose.
And okay, right? I mean, I think it's pretty much self-explanatory, right? But
yeah,
you'd be surprised what people do. And she told me some stories, and I said, you've got to be kidding me.
No, there are some people, seriously.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write a story about my retarded son.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. He's not really retarded, but he acts like it.
I say, why are you laughing?
Because he's probably listening, so I can fuck with him. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Ma.
Then he'll write a story about good mothers.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just like it's what you go through with a special needs child.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know what I mean. I want to write a book about that kind of stuff.
Because it's very challenging. If you're telling me the truth, or are you pulling my leg?
No, he was a very challenging child. I went through a lot with that kid. A lot of therapy and a lot of things I did with him. Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. It's yeah. There's a story there.
So what did you guys do this weekend? Because it sounds like I'm interviewing you, Jenny. I'm doing my job, and it sounds like I'm interviewing you. Hey, what did you guys do this weekend?
No, we were talking about some shows that we got coming up because we didn't have any shows this last weekend, which sucks because I really want to cover some stuff. But what? I like the fact you went to Earth and Wind and Fire. That was nice.
No shit.
You got Guess what?
Yeah, what?
Mama's gonna be real nice to you two. When I do get, I have stuff. A little bug in my ear told me there may be another show, and Mama's gonna get you all some tickets for free.
Ooh, yeah. Thank you. We love you.
You're welcome. And I will. One thing you'll learn about me through the grapevine is that I keep my word. That's all I got is my word.
Yeah, exactly. That's all we have at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Now, so a good cause is about the healthcare industry, especially when it comes to adult care. Okay.
Yes. A good case. And it's called a good case.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had any personal experiences with that stuff yourself, like your own parent or anybody in your family?
I worked in the industry,
right.
And a good case, we have heroes in there from everything from a hound dog being a hero saving a woman's life. True story.
I write
about a lady who was rescued 3 days, but I write it different, but a true story. I brought her back to health. She laid in a garage for 3 days in the middle of February in Orange County. I changed the location. She could have died. She was 93 with pneumonia when I took the case.
Oh, my God.
She told me that she just didn't want, she just couldn't do it anymore. She was tired, and she had been fighting for weeks, and they kept taking her to the hospital and send her home. And I said, look, if you fight, I will fight with you, but I need you to fight.
Right.
Because I knew I could get her back to health, because a lot of times a caregiver comes in and they're dirtier than the senior, so she was not getting well because the bacteria floating around her freaking house was being carried around by the freaking caregivers.
Oh, got you. Okay. Wow.
Get it? So she's 93. She doesn't have a strong immune system like we do.
Yeah, okay. Right. Not at that point, yeah.
So those bees are coming in and out smoking and doing whatever they do and putting their feet everywhere and chilling out. And they don't have the, you know, you can't do that, you know, taking your shoes from the outdoors in through her house when she's walking through her bathroom bare feet. Those little things life is crucial. Crucial.
Right.
When you're trying to get rid of germ, when you have a bacteria running amok in the house. So what I asked the owner, I said, let me be the only person on the case. Get everyone out.
Mm.
So I stayed there for 21 days.
Wow.
And till she threw me out. That's how good she felt. She's like, bitch, get out. I got her out of bed, back to her old self, which means she was a cranky little thing, but I got her back to her old self. I was cooking like turkey and roast beef, and they had been making her like little cups of soup and tuna sandwiches, like old people do eat.
Yeah.
They don't just eat soup and crackers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I started making meals. She had plenty of food, and you know I wasn't going to starve while I was there.
Right.
And so one day, she was laying in bed, and she goes, what's that smell? And I said, that's turkey and mashed potatoes. She goes, oh, really? For me? And I was like, yes. And so I brought her tray, and she gobbled it up. She had started to come around, but you got to, what do they say, feed a cold, starve a fever. But the point is, a lot of people don't really know how to take care of a senior. You take care of them like you take care of yourself.
Yeah. Right,
And so and when you're dealing with somebody that could be leaving this world, it's got to be a level of importance.
Yeah.
Because for some people, it's not. It's a paycheck.
Right. That's true.
You know, so we have, I talk about that case, and then I also, I entwine 10 cases into a novel, and one of my cases I worked was a haunted house, haunted house.
Wow. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. On the ocean. I write it in Santa Monica.
Oh.
That's not where it took place, but the house was haunted.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Crazy.
Yes. That wasn't, huh?
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was a tough case to work. So, and it's a mystery adventure, and it's very well written. It's done very well. I've toured the West Coast from Santa Barbara down into Los Angeles, and then I did the East Coast from Pennsylvania into North Carolina.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's fun. I love being an author. I'm an author first, and I do my radio because you know what the radio is. You know, we have to get the word out. I have something to say,
yeah,
Jenny.
That's what the radio is for, is to be a platform for other projects that we're doing, like TV, yes, movies, books, whatever it may be. Radio is, I just have fun on the fucking radio, but that's me. Yeah. I've been doing it for 6 years. So, you know, I mean, I just have a blast. I like to cover the concerts and events and things. There are perks to being in media, like entertainment and stuff. Things that you can do that not everybody gets the opportunity to do in life. So,
exactly.
I have a blast.
Exactly.
I like my life regardless.
Well, there's a lot of things going on around town, and we should be respected. I take my show, like you and JJ do, very seriously.
Yes.
And I won't be pimped out by some of these celebrities. Now, I have to admit, I love my... See, you're used to them, and you have a different spin, although you're very straightforward.
Oh, yeah. I cut through the bullshit. I don't care if you're a celebrity or you're not. Yeah. I'm going to treat you the same way that I would treat anybody else. Mm-hmm. And if you're disrespectful to me, trust and believe, I'm going to chew your ass a new one.
Exactly.
I don't give a crap who you are. I don't care if you're Donald Trump or you're fucking Shakira or you're who the hell you are. I'm still going to tell it to you the real.
That's why.
Well, here's the thing. I do have a pet peeve because my old station owner, great guy, and we're still friends. He told me a story that I know is true because I knew the host. I don't know them personally, but you follow people on your station. So one guy had on Guns N' Roses, took him over the top. Guns N' Roses. Now this is Guns N' Roses. I love them.
I love Guns N' Roses.
Blasted them out. Blasted his show out everywhere to everyone they knew. Text. Media, I don't know about the newspaper, but, you know, social media, and 80,000 people. I mean, it was crazy.
Right.
And then the guy, like, down the hall or somebody, I forget where it was, had Susan Sarandon on, which is huge, right?
I love Susan Sarandon.
Okay,
love
guess what?
Chick.
She didn't do anything media, did no posting. Now, as cool as she is, I think she may have people that do it for her, but... You know what that would have meant for that radio host to have Susan Sarandon blast out that she's coming on the show?
Oh, yeah, right. Totally. Totally.
Yeah,
and they should already know to do that. It's media coverage for them. And if they don't put out a blast that they're going to be on something, how's anybody going to know that they're on something? And then how are you going to get media coverage and talk about all your upcoming projects, TV shows, movies?
Right.
Albums, whatever you're doing. If you don't talk about it and put it out everywhere, then people aren't going to know about it. And then who's going to buy it or who's going to come see you or who, you know? Basically you're doing it for nothing and you're a dumbass.
Well, here's the thing. Look, this is my new pet peeve. I tell people straight up, I tell their management or the agent, if you can't blast out my show, don't fucking bother coming.
Don't even
enter the building.
Right.
Because I can roll this by myself. It's wrong. Because, look, we're really lifting them on another level. If you can't put it out there, because look, I'm in the business, too. It ain't all about you, boo.
Right. That's true.
And I don't. There's no excuse. Because then what if I don't put you, that you're coming on my show? What if I'm like a Howard Stern and I don't say you're coming on? You'd be pretty upset, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
So it's my new pet peeve, but you know what? I'm not stepping off of it because there's so many people that do. The ones that aren't willing, then I don't even want to talk to you, especially if your A-listers will promote you. And then you have Joe Schmuck that comes on. We love him. We love you, Joe Schmuck. But you're not willing to, like your SH doesn't stink.
Right.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, that's true.
You're on the air. You're on the air on your show. You're too kind.
Yeah, it depends on the guest. It depends on the guest. But I pretty much just like I know the nature of the business now, and I tell them all like, look, you got to fucking promote the damn thing because how are people supposed to know about your upcoming stuff or your social media or your websites or your whatever if you don't put out a blast about it. So I always make them all. I make every body, except for you know who. We're not going to talk about it.
Right.
Other people, mm-hmm. I've had them all every single week. Like, they all go out and put something out.
Right.
They all say, you know, all the bands that are on, like, yeah, we're going to be on, you know, come, you know, listen to us on Jenny's show on such and such a date, da, 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 and we're going to be at LA Talk Radio, and blah, 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 and they put out a, you know, put the link and the number and all that stuff. So, I mean, most everybody's been really cool about putting out a blast beforehand.
But they will be good. I mean, mm-hmm.
we've only had a couple that didn't. So, I mean,
you know, it's good to, you know what I mean, because they're smart to explain them why if they don't know.
If they don't know by now, they're really retards.
Right. And this is, that's the thing. You know what it is? We give, and people do give people the pass. And I had people explain this and that and all kinds of explanations. And whenever people start off by saying, oh, I'm not making an excuse, well, you are. So my thing is that they charge you for commercials on TV. That's what advertisement is. Here you can come on my show and talk about all your stuff, and we have thousands of listeners.
Right.
So we're giving you your commercial.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And people do understand that. And guess what? People respect us and respect the show. We're not asking for to like bow down, but let's have the mutual level of respect. If you can't have a mutual level of respect for what I do, then you're really not welcome in my space. Period.
Right. And I like it when the bands bring me a bunch of free shit.
Yes,
I get a lot of swag. I get a lot of swag from a lot of our bands. We had a band, Vietnamese heavy metal band, Zavang.
Yeah,
what's up, Zavang?
Zavang.
It's called. It's spelled D A V A N G. I just like saying the name. It's funny. No, they brought us whiskey.
Yeah,
they brought us a bottle of whiskey. It was awesome. We drank during the broadcast.
That is awesome.
I had fun.
Because they're grateful and they love you, and that's what it's about. That's what it's about. Rock and rollers are the best, right? Because they bring their music.
Yes. And we always get free tickets to everything, so it's really awesome. I like to go to a lot
of
stuff.
That's awesome.
I like to go to concerts. But
sent the fruit?
The fruit? Oh, that was...
Who sent the fruit?
That was Dilly Briggs of the Subject Press.
All right. Thank you.
Sup, Dilly. Dilly Briggs.
That was nice.
Yes, she's awesome.
Delicious.
She's awesome. That was very nice.
Wow.
That was her little Thanksgiving day basket for us. That was nice. That was very
nice.
Of her. Yeah, they're going to be doing an interview on me in January.
Where at?
It's for the Subject Press. I'm not really sure.
Oh,
I'll
awesome.
Have to get all the details, but they're doing an interview. And I'm doing an interview with them. Sasha George, who's an author, I guess a famous author, and also Dilly Briggs, who works for her for the Subject Press. So they're going to be on here on the 17th of January. But what's your other book about? What's your other book about? The Iceberg one.
Okay. Well, I have Iceberg. It's a true story. When I was 12 and my younger brother was 10, he fell into the frozen Severn River along the Chesapeake Bay.
Whoa.
Playing a game called Iceberg.
Whoa.
And, in 20 feet of water, they decided to, outside of the pier, around the pier, was kind of mushy, but you could walk on it. So they took the sticks and the brush from around the cove, like 10-foot sticks, 8 to 10-foot, you know, branches, and busted up the ice so they could float around on these little bergs. So they called them icebergs, just so they could float around.
Oh,
well,
wow.
The water, once you break up water on ice, it's going to expand.
Right.
So he was unable to get back to shore.
Oh, crap.
And that day, back in the 70s, if you left the house, you better know where your younger sibling was.
Right.
I had no idea that my younger brother was even outside. But thanks to God, I had a dream. I had a premonition, as they call it. And I had a dream that he fell in the river, and I was afraid to go on the ice.
Right.
But I had a best girlfriend, little blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl from California. I became friends with her in the 1970s, and she had a new pair of skates. So she wanted to go on the river that day, and I didn't want to. I said, something bad is going to happen to my brother, Lauren. So anyway, we head out to the Severn River, and we're going to cross over to the Magothy, where all the older kids were smoking pot, cigarettes, and drinking blackberry brandy.
Wow, okay. Blackberry brandy.
Nice. Well, I was 12, so back then, you know, just somebody 16 or 17, that was the cool crowd.
Right.
Right. That's true.
So we're heading across, and she had a crush on a guy that I call Richard Roundowski in my book. She had a crush on him. So once she found out he was across the river, we were going to journey across. I'm in my fish head Converse. She's in her new ice skates. And here comes another friend of mine who says, guess what those crazy kids are doing at the community beach? We're like, what? They're playing iceberg. They busted up these chunks of ice, and they're floating along the river. And we're like, okay, whatever. We start heading across the river. And she says, Lawrence is out there. Uh-oh. And I had told my girlfriend my dream.
Oh, wow.
And she talked me into getting on the ice because I said, she said, Lawrence is not around. Look, everything will be okay. So anyway, when she said that, she turned white as a ghost. I did too. And so I went and I looked in her eyes and I could I write about it in the book, but she couldn't have cared less. And I didn't know that at the time. I was very naive, but when I turned to go, I looked behind me and my best girlfriend was gone. She headed across the river. So that taught me the early lesson in life that a woman will leave you for a man. She'll say the hell with you.
That's just
best
sad.
Friend or not.
Damn.
And she was gone. But who was behind me was my girlfriend that I had dropped her for, was who I call Bernadette Barnes. So we head to the, I cross four coves on foot around four bends of water on ice to get to the community beach, and I see my brother and I scream, Lawrence, what are you doing out here? Get to shore. And he says, I can't. And he was bullied to get on the water. I mind you, I grew up in a all white community, all white, in the 70s. So they did not call us all the time by our name, by our first name. And so they were giggling and laughing and just playing. They had no idea the danger that they all were in. And so I got to my brother, and I said, do you want me to hold your hand? And he said no. And anyway, on the fourth jump, I heard a splash. I heard my name. He said, Cindy! And I turned around, and he was gone. And there were four fingers, like, standing up. The universal reaction is to, when you hit bottom, hold your hand as high as you could. And I saw the little mittens, little red mittens. I jumped back to him, reached down into the water, and pulled him up with all of my might.
Wow.
And saved his life. You have to read the book. I'll make sure I get you a copy when I see you again.
Oh, my God.
And my younger brother went on to play for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome.
Yeah. Harlem Globetrotters.
He is a principal in Orange County, New York, for a high school.
What's up, younger brother? What's his name?
Lawrence Washington.
What's up, Lawrence Washington? What's up? If you're listening in New York, what's up? We're glad you're still here.
Yes. And, you know, Jenny and JJ, that's a lesson in life. You know, when kids are bullied, you know, a lot of kids nowadays take their life, unfortunately. You don't know what you can be if you but they got to fight that darkness, you know?
No, that's true. Very true.
When you read Iceberg, all the lessons are in it because you and I have lived through it.
Yeah.
We've lived through it.
Oh, yeah. We've been there. I'm surprised
you know,
I came out the other side.
But it's hard to get those younger kids.
I'm surprised I came out the other side. I'm still here.
Yes, exactly.
Damn it. I'm still here. It's amazing. I have one question to ask you, and I'll explain it to you later. Are you a negative blood type? I have a reason I ask this.
I'm not even sure anymore. I used to know my blood type. I don't even recall.
Okay. There's a reason why I ask.
Okay, because it's a certain type of people
it has to do with the premonition thing. We'll talk about it.
Oh, okay.
I just thought that was an interesting question.
Yeah, you tell me. I would answer it if I knew, but I don't know offhand.
It's a good question, though. I'll explain it someday to all you weirdos.
But you know what? Jenny, I want to tell you and JJ, I also have some great news. I listened to your show the other week, and this is not me. You know how some people use, like, if you have a race car, then I have a bigger race car. No, this is real. I plugged, somebody had been working with me for months, and I just hadn't got back to them, but it's an old friend of mine that I grew up with. Anyway, he has a radio station in my hometown, Baltimore.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Hammer Away Show will be syndicated starting tomorrow on MixStationRadio.com.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. That's so wonderful.
Yes, it is.
We're being syndicated
Thank
in
you.
Maine, so that's cool.
Yes.
I know.
It's Maine.
Exactly. Yeah.
Makes us Maine.
Yeah. But you know how people
Maine
do. Hey, I got Maryland's, I got married, so am I.
My
I'm
opinion.
Pregnant, so am I.
My opinion, Maryland's cooler. more people there. They probably that? Actually. I said Maryland's cooler. We'll be on a tiny little radio station in northern Maine on the Canadian border. So you know, I don't know how many people are going to actually listen, but that's okay. It's okay.
I Maryland's think a lot of better. People will listen. Maryland's what else cooler. They got to do? But this is the radio.
I'm Maryland's cooler. <Just saying. laughs> That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
See, that's good. So, see that your hard work is paying off. Right. Ooh, maybe next.
Thank you.
We need to get you on iHeartRadio.
Yes.
Cool.
And I know the magic way to get in.
Well, we have to figure something out. But we got a party coming up. I talked to my friend who. I talked about you and JJ as well, but I think with another friend of mine, a promoter, us, meaning you and you, Jenny and JJ,
yeah.
and the gentleman at Mix Station, because they're coming out to LA, him and his partner, said we should throw just a huge party.
Oh, that'd be great.
And
I'd
be down
for
that.
Yeah, and figure it out, right?
Totally.
Yes.
We have access to all kinds of different, whatever you need, bands, acts, artists. Food trucks.
We got to figure it out.
Venues.
We'll figure it out. But it's we got to do something to kind of pop our collar, but also, you know, it'd be good to broadcast live our own party.
Heck
and
yeah.
We go to enough events, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We want to start throwing our own events and concerts too, so yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Start hosting your own stuff. It doesn't always have to be somebody else, you know, going to somebody else's stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's one of our next goals. That's one of our next goals. Next things that we want to accomplish. So yeah.
So what are we doing for the holiday? Anybody out shopping yet?
No.
Not yet.
No. I get a bunch of free shit, and then I give it away for gifts.
And then I only need to buy it for my wife. And I know she like rocks.
Thank
stuff,
you.
So.
Oh yeah.
What did JJ say? What did
you say?
I said I just have to shop for my wife, and she likes rock and roll stuff. So
yeah, it's pretty easy.
Yeah,
and comic
there
books.
You go.
Comic books. You know, yeah.
Heavy metal.
Yeah.
If I get some, who's around? I was going to say Motorhead.
Some free,
tickets, but,
some
but
free
Amy's
stuff that she does.
Yeah, no.
What did you say? I heard that.
He said he's going to get some Motorhead tickets, but Lemmy's not around.
Right, I hear you. Yeah, get some Motorhead tickets.
And
hey,
neither,
Jensen,
and
you're
neither
pretty
is
good.
His protege.
I like that. Yeah, get
protege.
Some Motorhead tickets. Well, who knows? Maybe we know somebody who knows
maybe,
well.
Maybe.
That's strong. all right, well, unfortunately, it's getting to be that point where we have to wrap up. It sucks.
Yes.
I always like talking
Thank
to you.
Thank you for having me.
You were a blast. Thank you so
yes,
much.
You're funny.
You're funny as hell. And you and I want to read your books, too, so they'd be cool.
Yes.
That'd be good.
Okay, they're available Author House, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all online booksellers.
Well, we're going to get them because I want to read them. That'd be good. Okay, so thank you very much, Cynthia Hammer, author, inspirational, motivational speaker.
Yay!
And radio DJ.
Yes.
Soon to be in Maryland.
Yes.
So she's going to...
Thank
Baltimore.
You for having me. Take
she's
care, you guys.
She's doing
thank
big
you.
Things.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Love you. We will see you next
bye-bye.
Week. Please be safe.
Bye.
Please be safe.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Cynthia Hammer from the radio show Hammer Away on LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
Yes.
She has two books out, A Good Cause, about elder abuse in the healthcare industry. And just all the horrors that go along with that. And so go check that out. Like she said, it's on Author House, Barnes & Noble. Where else did she say?
All online books.
Yeah, like Amazon, all that stuff.
Yes.
Go to A Good Cause, and then the other one's called Iceberg, about her brother falling through the ice and her having a premonition about it ahead of time and saving his life. And now Well, I say not now, but now he's a principal for a school in New York, so that's pretty cool. And was on the Harlem Globetrotters. Oh my God, that's pretty freaking awesome.
I've probably seen him then.
You probably have. So thank you so much, Cynthia, for being on our show this week. We had a blast, as always. We're going to play a couple, actually, I don't even have time. Well, here's from our guest last week.
Sonia. Oh, hey guys, this is Sonia Harley, and you're listening to Ginny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeart Radio, baby, and iTunes. Don't forget that. Mwah.
Boop, boop, bidoo.
All right.
I don't know. That just.
We will be back next Wednesday, like every week. I'm sorry. Every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Ginny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play. And we are now syndicated on all Amazon, Alexa devices. And we will be featured on Kix FM, KIXX. FM in Northern Maine very soon.
Good.
So you will be all right,
Northern Maine. I'm a maniac now.
Yes, you will be a maniac, as we all are from Maine. So we will talk to you next week. Have a great time. We're outie. We'll see you next week. Oh, our guest next week. Who's our guest next week? We have an author coming on. I'll have to get back to you on that one. Anyway. I'm sorry. I wasn't anybody.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
You're listening to Ginny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.